not that I was sort of besieged by Hitchcock doppelgangers out there doing I Often Dream of Trains, but it seemed like a good idea, so we did it.
Venturing into a few full album shows, Robin Hitchcock is an artist that might not generate a slew of tribute acts, but few musicians would shy away from a career as prolific, compelling, and over 30 years strong. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. An eccentric gentleman of British rock, Robin Hitchcock's tread close to the outskirts for most of his career, which spans several bands, including New Wavers, the Soft Boys, and his longtime cohorts, the Egyptians. A 2004 record with Gillian Welch and David Rawlings proved he wasn't afraid to unplug, but a new album, called Goodnight Oslo, reunites Robin with Electricity and his latest collaborators, the Venus Three. While work with Jonathan Demme and the Decemberists are two other projects on Hitchcock's plate, he's also keeping busy with his growing catalog of songs and told FUV's Darren DeVivo about how he keeps track of the material we have yet to hear.
I think I can remember it.
Yeah.
But actually, it's like I think I can remember people's birthdays. Sometimes I've got them 2 or 3 days out.
Mm-hmm.
So I've realized my memory is not as infallible as I assumed it was. But, you know, there's me, and then there's what it's recorded on. And the thing is, each time things come to be re-released, the sonic landscape has changed. So if you want to find a machine that to transfer 2-inch tape onto digital, it's a much slower process. It's a bit like finding a phone booth or an ashtray or something. You're just, they aren't there anymore, you know. Mostly it sounds good. Some stuff you notice that, the sonic style of the day is imposed on it, whether you like it or not. So just as a few years ago, the great sort of ironic kitsch generation was the 70s, but now it's the 80s, you know, big hair, shoulder pads, drum sounds you can land a plane on. All these records, they bear the mark of when they were made.
Yeah.
You know, it's like drilling into the ice and to measure the pollution levels of 10,000 years ago or something.
You have a song like that, which is brand new. Are you thinking what you might do with it down the line? Next album, another type of project, or do you just have this song? And
well, actually, no, it's the reverse. That was recorded before Goodnight Oslo.
Okay.
There's a whole record of songs which is tentatively called Propeller Time, which we haven't released, and I'm not sure what we're going to do with it, but there's quite a few of them. We recorded at my house for a week about 3 years ago, and they filmed it. It was a documentary called Sex, Death, Food and Insects by John Edgington,
mm-hmm.
and which shows me kind of writing the songs and then us recording them. But they were actually recorded, so no one's heard the sort of finished thing, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing that we've been working on quietly. It's beginning to sound good, so I'm glad you like it.
You might have been a villain with a capital V. You might have had a plane to catch and left your family. It doesn't matter what you was, it's what you is, and what you is what you are.
Recorded at FUV, that's Robin Hitchcock and the new tune, What You Is. To hear the full performance and more exclusive interviews, head to the archives at WFUV.org.